Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 29. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yeah.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
And Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Gotti Elcon is on his way. He lives in Oklahoma now, so he drives here every Sunday, right?
Right.
Right.
I was going to tell him the other day that we can carpool together since we live up in the burbs.
That's true. Did he say no to that, I guess?
No, I decided not to ask him because I had things to do today. And I didn't think he wanted to go along with me to my hair appointment.
Or
you're getting your hair done?
I'm getting my hair blown out.
That's what she said. Did anybody do anything for St. Patty's Day yesterday? In Dallas, there's a big parade.
I stayed home and watched the Veronica Mars movie again.
Again? Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
I haven't downloaded my digital copy yet.
I paid for mine.
I heard that people were angry about
that.
Yeah,
and then they're getting a refund. And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. You gave money. You gave $35. Just chill the F out.
No, you give it to me when you promised.
Yeah.
You're taking my money back.
Well, I think the thing was is that Flixster is such a horrible, horrible app and company that it's not working.
Well, it's Flixster and then also the Ultraviolet. Like, two subscription services or two
download
services.
They're terrible. They need to just use iTunes or the MP4. That's all they need to do.
What I loved was I got mine from Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Amazon Prime, because of all the angry fans, they added Amazon Prime and iTunes to the downloadable version.
Good, good. I'm glad.
That's sort of reprieved themselves, but
good.
I almost did it through my DirecTV service, but then I was like, if I'm going to pay for it, I'm ready to buy it.
The Flixster and the UV ultraviolet thing is the bane of my existence. They're
so
terrible.
But it was so cool
things.
To get to see the movie on Wednesday and then like watch it at home on Friday. I was like, this is amazing. I've never done that before, so it was really cool.
That's awesome. Anybody get drunk yesterday for?
Yeah, did I?
Did I?
Did you guys get drunk last night?
No.
Did you guys end up in Mexico? Or Oklahoma or anything?
Little New Mexico.
Little New Mexico?
Little New Mexico.
Did you get drunk last night, Brian?
Not last night. Yesterday morning.
Brian got day drunk.
Day drunk. It was a good time.
As
we
should.
We
so
did.
Were you asleep by 2 o'clock when the rain started?
No, I actually drank until 7 and then stayed up till 1.
My liver hurts just
sounds like
you.
It was a good time.
I'm not cool enough to hang out with you guys anymore.
You were definitely.
I went to a tea party.
You did go. It was a lovely tea party.
A Boston tea party.
Did you have 11sies?
I went to a tea party and ate the insides of scones out from there from the outsides.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Outside.
Did you talk in a British accent too?
No, but I did do an interview with an author that I didn't know anything about, and she was polite enough to humor me as
nice.
I asked her super
That's good.
Questions.
What are your favorite snacks? Which is my favorite question.
I know. Yeah, I've been able to squeeze that question into almost every interview.
That is pretty good.
Except for I didn't ask Frank Pavich that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I couldn't figure out how to ask that question.
What?
We were having a really good conversation.
Sweet. So, we're going to start off right now with some South by Southwest coverage, the big Austin music, film, TV, interactive.
Comedy
festival that went on for the last 2 weeks.
It's pretty much everything now.
Unfortunately, there was a big accident down there. Everybody's probably heard.
Really tragic.
It was not too big.
You know, two people died, but.
But 30 people were injured.
There's still two on life support right now.
Yeah.
So it was a guy who was in a rap group who was trying to find.
He basically was, he's been convicted for carjacking, and he was in a stolen car.
He was 21, he had DWI already, he was
six
stolen
kids.
Car.
Yeah, with like five different...
And so,
but I don't know, but there's been conflicting reports if he was drunk or not. Like,
he was trying to evade the police just because he had all those outstanding warrants.
Yeah.
Or outstanding tickets and stuff. So
did was it being drunk or high or whatever? Did that
they
just
don't,
like,
there's been conflicting reports about whether or not he was actually.
He could just try to evade the police,
yeah.
I think.
But why would you go through a crowd of people to do that?
Well, so what happened was that. So from what. And it's really crazy because we were all just there, and Red River is a huge part for the music because that's where most of the bars are on. And he went through. Two sets of barricades and was going upwards of 70 miles per hour down. And he had already ran into a cab, plowed through a police car, and then plowed through the crowd and stopped there. And then tried to go on foot.
Well, he's got what's coming to him.
The two people that unfortunately died were on a moped.
One was on a moped. One was, so there's one set that was on a bike, one that was on a bike, and then another set that was on a moped, and the wife of, on the moped died, and the
and
husband's
the Swedish guy on the
Swedish
bike.
Guy, yeah. It's very sad.
It is sad.
It's really sad because I was thinking, when I would go, this is the first year I've gone to South By where I didn't stay for almost the whole week. I usually go Thursday to Thursday, and this year I just did Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was really heartbreaking because I was calling all my friends. Like, I was getting text messages at night from people that I was safe and sound and sleeping. And I realized that, like, where that accident was a place that a lot of my friends were, a lot of, like, where I would normally be if I was still there.
Yeah.
And that was just terrifying. And my mom and I have been going for 10 years, and I was going even when I was in college, and we would have, like, a meeting point, and she'd come pick me up and...
It's crazy that happened.
And so it was a lot of reflection and making sure
it's unfortunate.
And it's just a bad way of...
South Coast had a great track record when
they haven't had any incidents like that, so it's really sad.
Sure, next
year. They were able to perform. And then, okay, so this was interesting. So the performance that was happening was Tyler, the Creator.
And he got arrested.
He got arrested last night.
For inciting a riot.
And then he was supposed to perform in Dallas last night. Yeah. And I don't know if he did or not.
He was arrested, yeah.
Yeah. Because the House of Blues was sending out conflicted things saying, we canceled the show. And they're like, oh, never mind, the show's still on. And I was like, but he's in jail. Like, how are you going to have your show if
he's in
jail?
Idiot.
Yeah.
Just telling people to riot and rush. It's like, why do you do that?
Yeah, I don't even remember why he told them to riot, like the rain or something. I don't know. Tyler, he's a cat. He doesn't like to get wet.
He's an interesting dude.
Because he's Tyler.
Stupid guy. Oh, well. Moving on. To movie coverage from South by Southwest. What was good? What was bad? Who won? Who lost?
So there were definitely a lot of premieres. They had, like, I think they didn't have as many film premieres or film screenings this year as they have in previous years.
Well, they said they saw
120.
There was like 89 world premieres though.
Yeah, but I mean, in the sense of usually they have a lot of screenings going on, but they added a whole television block this year. They added more comedy.
Yeah.
They got rid of. They had Jimmy Kimmel recording in one of their usual places where they would have screenings. So their number of screenings were lower this year, but they did have
a lot of big screenings. It was
like 90.
They had the Veronica Mars.
Mm-hmm, they had the Veronica Mars premiere on that first Saturday. I saw Neighbors, which is the new Zac Efron and
Seth Rogen. How was that? Was it funny?
It's really funny. I didn't care for the ending. I thought that there wasn't any sort of retribution for the actions of the characters in the film.
I read something that, like, it shows, like, a frat guy's side and, like, Seth Rogen's side.
It does, but it's in the sense that the frat guys still get kind of unjustly, like, the punishment for these. There are two groups of people doing really horrible things to each other.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it's because I'm older and I related to the married couple more.
Yeah.
But I also just think that the film was slanted towards their views. So, like, all the horrible things they were doing never had any sort of retribution, whereas the frat guys got, like, pounded, 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 pounded. And it's really funny. There's some really great jokes in it. But the ending was the only problem I had. And that's, like, the lasting thing that you have from a film. So, if a bad ending, if it's just kind of an unsatisfactory ending, you're just going to kind of be like, it was good, but the ending could have been better.
Okay. Well, then the opening night film was Chef. Well, I guess John Favreau's Chef, which he also...
I heard that killed. Started.
And he was there, too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the cart, like the food cart, right?
Yeah, he was... Yeah, there was a lot of actually... buzz around it. But I guess his movie's competing with another Chef movie that Bradley Cooper was attached to that was a really big script in Hollywood. It was just called The Entitled Chef Project. So it's just another, like, Gordon Ramsay type chef.
Was it like
the Bradley Cooper playing a chef again? Because
he did
Andy Bourdain.
What was that show called?
Kitchen Confidential.
Yeah,
that
was
a great show. It was canceled before its time. But yeah.
And then Amber Heard won an award down there for something, right? Because
for Marion Johnny Depp.
She for the day before South by starts, they always have the Texas Film Hall of Fame, and she won, like, the Rising Star Award.
Because David Gordon Green was talking about how Johnny Depp surprised the crowd and showed up to support her.
Well, because they had an engagement party.
Yeah. Well, that was later. That was this weekend.
Yeah, that was. I don't think that was that.
I am still blown away by the fact that, like, Johnny Depp would not marry the mother of his two children, but he's going to marry this, like, 26-year-old girl.
25 years younger than him?
Former lesbian.
Yeah.
Former lesbian.
Well, he's probably a lesbian in his own right.
But that's true.
He was the worst part of that documentary.
And then Jason Bateman had his directorial debut down
there. Yeah, Bad Words apparently did really, really well.
It's funny, really. cute and funny.
And then Joe, which is the Nicolas Cage, David Gordon Green film.
David Gordon Green, yeah. And
Joe?
Raid
Joe.
2.
That was a great movie.
Raid 2. Raid 2 was interesting because it had a lot. It was supposed to have its premiere at the Paramount, and then they had a 2-hour delay for technical difficulties because they didn't have time to do a tech run. Because everything, that was the other problem that I was running into at South by this year, is you go to a festival, you expect stuff to not run on time,
little things
to happen. You know, we've all been to festivals, but like Neighbor started almost 45 minutes late.
Wow,
and most films were starting super, super late, which didn't make any sense to me because they have like an hour and a half block between films.
Yes,
and it was so Raid 2.
Raid 2 was awesome.
Raid 2 had a problem that they didn't get to have their premiere, and so they had to turn 1,100 people away because they were overstaffed.
That
Then they did their second premiere the next day, but it wasn't at a big theater. It was like at the Stateside or something.
And then, I guess, controversial director Jodorowsky had his premiere. Adam, you knew a little bit about that.
Of his new movie. It's
23 years since his last film. Yeah. And it's funny because there's a documentary that also came out this year that sort of talks about his version of Dune.
Mm-hmm.
A great
that never
film,
happened.
Great film that never happened. And it talks about a lot of the people that he got involved in that actually went on to do great things like Alien and stuff like that. But, yeah.
And so Masters of the Universe.
So, yeah, I saw it.
I was like, yes!
And, so his film premiered down there, and his son thankfully got to star in one of his movies.
Well, he had been.
At the age of 50.
He'd been working out for 50 years waiting for his chance. He was supposed to be in Dune.
Yeah, I recommend if you're a fan of Dune or not a fan of Dune, it's an interesting story how Alejandro Jodorowsky, the guy who made El Topo and Holy Mountain, got to do Dune, but then never did because, he was just insane.
But his influence on
Dan Brian, Mobius, and
Chris, his influence on
H.R. Geiger,
is amazing. Because I remember watching that documentary, having no clue about his production of Dune and really who any of these people that you were talking about. So I kind of went in total blank.
Oh, me too.
And being so surprised because you're like, that art looks like the alien from Alien. And then I was like, oh, shit, it was the alien from Alien.
It was H.R. Geiger.
Yeah. And I like that they actually took a lot of the sketches in that movie at the end and sort of showed, Prometheus, which copied some of the copied some of the stuff.
And it was cool, too, because they animate some of the stuff. They take the original artwork and animate it to make it kind of look like it could be. So that was cool. That did not play itself.
But do you know anything about Alejandro's, what it was about? Oh, well.
But that was cool because they reunited during the documentary.
What's the name of his producer?
Michelle Sadeau.
Michelle Sadeau. They reunited on this documentary, and that's why they decided to make this movie. So
that's kind of cool. Trying to think of what else. But there was
the Grand Jury winner for South by Southwest was a hipster film called Fort Tilden.
Why was it a hipster?
It's about two hipster girls going to Fort Tilden looking for
gold. I don't know.
I think a bike or something. I don't know.
Well, they're trying to get to the beach.
Was it a fixie? You were trying to find a fixie?
It was directed and written by Sarah Bliss and Charles Rogers.
And what... That won the Grand Jury
Prize.
for narrative.
The narrative feature competition.
So, but that's not the audience award.
No. The audience award went to... Sorry, let me pull that up. Narrative went to a film called Before I Disappear. Which I don't know what that's about.
Before I Disappear, audience award. I wonder why that...
That was directed by Sean Christensen, and it's based on the 2013 Academy Award-winning short film Curfew.
They should have just called it Curfew. So that film, Curfew, actually won the Oscar for short feature, or for short...
Short narrative.
Last year. It's very good. It's about a guy who's going to kill himself, and he gets a call from his sister who wants him to take care of his
niece for a day,
and they go and spend the day together.
It's such a good short.
And they have
so
Emmy Rossum's in it, Ron Perlman, Paul Wesley, Fatima Pacek, and Sean.
And another film that was based off of a short that was turned into a feature length this year was a local film called Hellion that was made in Austin.
Oh yeah, Aaron Paul's in Hellion.
Aaron Paul's in it.
That's coming to Diff.
It was directed by Kat Chandler, who's a producer, a professor at UT.
Yeah.
And it is about a dad who is a recent widower, and he's got to take care of his three sons.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. The short was really, really good. It played at South By in 2011, I want to say.
The short.
The short. Did.
Okay.
And now they made it into a feature.
Yeah, and it's going to be playing at Dallas International Film Festival this year.
And that actually won, Kat Chandler won for Emerging Voice for a Female Director.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
And then the best, I guess, grand jury for documentary went to The Great Invisible, which is about the 2010 BP oil spill.
Yeah, and that one doesn't have any...
did somebody, somebody document that pretty much? It was, like, footage from then, or is it, like, interviews after?
It's interviews with all the oil executives that were part of the disaster.
It's supposed to be really good, but it doesn't have any distribution yet.
What does it showcase? Like, just how much idiots they are?
Probably.
Yeah, disaster through the eyes of the oil executives, explosion survivors, and Gulf Coast residents who were left to pick up the pieces when the whole world moved on. Because it was big news and all of a sudden just dropped off the face of Earth, but then you had all these fishermen and all these people dealing with all the repercussions of the actual oil
spill. That was a really sad one, too. Yeah.
It was,
Because that was because we're in Texas, that stayed in our consciousness for a lot longer than it did.
It definitely hurt.
But it's still having ripple effects.
Texas
now.
Fishermen.
And there was also a special award for, I guess, Diego Luna's Cesar Chavez biopic that stars Michael Pena.
I like Michael Pena, but haven't we had enough Cesar Chavez movies?
Huh?
Haven't we had enough Cesar Chavez movies?
Cesar Chavez.
What other Cesar Chavez movies?
No, you're thinking of the other one.
You're thinking of Che.
Che Guevara.
No. There's been other Cesar Chavez.
There's been like four
Chavez. No, there's been like other Cesar Chavez movies, right?
Can you name one?
I'm trying to think. I thought they had
delivered. No, that's not.
Yeah, because I'm only because I know that like Soderbergh did a two-part Chavez film or not Chavez Che film.
No, that's Che. I know.
And then there was the motorcycle thief.
Motorcycle
Diaries. And then there was like the made-for-TV one.
Then there was
with an actual Spanish
guy. Entourage's version.
Yes.
Did Michael Pena win anything?
No.
No.
There was also kind of a funny documentary called Manny. That detailed the life of boxer Manny Pacquiao as he tried to become a congressman.
Was there one for like Jesse Ventura or for Arnold Schwarzenegger when that happened?
that would have been great too.
And one that I'm really excited about that sounds amazing is a film called 10,000 Kilometers or Long Distance. That is
I've heard of that.
A Spanish film, I think. Yeah. About a couple that gets thrown into a long-distance relationship. That really, it's so funny because it's like, so the first 20 minutes is the only time that the two main characters are in the same space with each other.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to have like this amazing love scene and that they decide that she's going to take this job in New York City and he's going to stay in Spain and then they're really, and then it goes through like the steps at a relationship as it starts to fall apart. Sounds delightful.
Can love survive 6,000 miles?
Well, and I think it's so funny because it only lasts a year. Like, they're only separated for a year, and their whole relationship falls apart in a year. And so that's interesting to see, like, what really, having not seen it, but it sounds like the exploration of what really holds a relationship together. Like, what's the actual foundation of that? Like, is their relationship all based on sex, or is it really based on the sense of intimacy, and what can they do? And there's a lot of sex in it, so it's right up my alley. But.
And it was a world premiere, so we'll see if they get a distribution from it.
Was there any word on what was the worst movie? Like, something nobody
liked? I walked
out
of a movie.
Well, what did you...
First
you walked out
I've
of...
ever walked out of in my entire life.
You've seen some really shitty
I've
movies.
I've seen a lot of shitty films.
And what did you walk out of?
I walked out of the new Karen Gillian film. Is it... How do you say her name?
Oculus.
Yeah, Oculus.
Why'd you walk out of
it? Good thing is, everyone else
give it... Give us the...
Yeah, apparently...
Why did you walk out?
It wasn't Dr. Who. Apparently, if you made it through the hour and 20 minutes that I couldn't make it through, that it got really good. But I could not. I could not with that film.
And I'm surprised they also didn't mention Only Lovers Left Alive.
Oh, that's right. I didn't walk out of Only Lovers Left Alive.
Only Lovers Left
Alive. I almost went to watch that.
Jim Jarmusch's Vampire.
It is about...
He should have walked
another
out of that
one.
He should have walked out of that one, is what you're saying? You should have walked out of that one? Is that what you're telling
no,
me?
No, I did not. I want to see that movie. I almost went and watched it again because I was meeting a friend to watch Neighbors. But Oculus...
Which you should.
Apparently it's doing really well. I don't know. I didn't care for it. It wasn't my jam.
It wasn't your jam.
But the film is about a haunted mirror that makes people go crazy.
That sounds right up your alley.
But it's cool because it's got Karen in it, who I really do like, and it had Rory Cochran in it, who I
and Katie Sackhoff. And who's the guy?
And by the way, side note, Gotti just arrived. Welcome, Gotti.
Well, and the guy that plays her brother, I'm not sure.
Nobody
is,
cares.
But I made it like an hour into it, and I was falling asleep, and everybody around me was falling asleep, and I had things that I'd rather do, which were not
that's
watching
not
that
good
movie.
When you think outside of the product. Wow.
Yeah. But apparently it got better. My friend who stayed for the whole thing said that it picked up, and I was like, well, if I have to, I couldn't do it.
Well, then another big thing about South By is the it's TV section.
episodic
category. Like Halt and Catch Fire, which is based in Dallas. And also Silicon Valley, which is Mike Judd's new show, which
so
I heard
good.
Is one.
Did they premiere that?
They won the audience award there, yeah.
It won the audience award?
Yeah.
It's really, really funny.
They also had From Dusk Till Dawn's premiere, as well as Penny Dreadful showed a few episodes.
Yeah, Penny Dreadful was there. No,
and
he showed one.
Hulu's Deadbeat. I don't know what that is. But then Fox's Cosmos, which
I think Deadbeat stars Tyler Labine.
Yeah, Deadbeat's the one where he...
Yeah, but
he can see ghosts.
It's on a different channel.
Basically like Medium, but it's funnier.
Yeah.
Is it Hulu?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Hulu. It's Hulu. It's Hulu, yeah.
Yeah, he was just on the Chewin' It podcast talking about it, so it was cool.
He's a funny guy.
He's very
funny.
I love
everything he's been in.
Yeah.
He's quality.
Reaper. I love Reaper.
Reaper. I miss
such a good underrated show.
I want a redoing of Reaper. I found out why Reaper got canceled, too.
Too good?
It honestly was. It wasn't their demographic.
It was because it was for guys
and
girls.
It was really skewing guys and the advertisers. It was their highest rated show. Had the best numbers. And it was because they couldn't sell tampons. During their hour.
And Brett Harrison, so
gotta become better sales.
I loved that show, and I loved that one, and I loved the one that paired with it, Aliens in America.
Oh yeah,
those
such
two
a good
shows
show.
Were so great, and they both got canceled because they weren't the right market.
Which tells you if they were on a different network.
Well, yeah, I don't know what network they.
Well, the star of that went on to go on to Rules of Engagement.
Yep.
As David Spade.
But Brett Harrison hasn't had a chance. He's kind of a show killer. He's kind of like a Joanna Garcia.
I really like Breaking In too.
Well, him and Christian Slater, they were like the all perfect.
I loved him on Grounded for Life.
He was so good, yeah.
And I had my other boyfriend John
so
along about him.
What was the music side of things?
There was music going on. They had some bands.
Lady Gaga was the big show.
Yeah.
Who cares about that?
But didn't she get
puked on? She had. She
it was
paid
a stunt,
someone
though.
She paid someone
it
to puke
a stunt,
on.
Yeah.
And she pretty much wore like a dress for the rest of her performance.
It's fucking
disgusting. You know, worse than the meat dress.
Do you think
like,
now? Do you
like,
think that's art?
No,
I think that's her. Just
kind of lazy.
And I hate to say this about women, but I just feel like she's realizing that she's not relevant as much anymore. Like other people are going.
She's not.
Crazy.
Well, her last album.
And her
kind of
last
off.
Album was awful. And she's got to find a new shtick.
I think that's most pop music these days. It's more about show and what
you're
wearing.
Yeah, there was a statement made when Beyonce came out with her album 2 weeks later. It's the biggest album of the year. Like, it's a question of quality versus quality. Beyonce outdid her this time, and she's now the pop queen.
And then because Justin Bieber saw everyone was having so much fun, he decided to just show up.
But it was a BS show up, though. He just showed up, and he didn't do anything special.
You gotta keep staying. If you saw his deposition, was the most hilarious thing ever.
He did get Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift to break up, so he wins. Isn't Selena Gomez like 4 years older than Justin Bieber?
Yeah, yeah.
She should know better at this point. She needs to move along.
She needs to. Yeah,
let's not bring up her intelligence.
Yeah,
she's a terrible
she's
actress.
She's a beautiful actress.
She's a terrible
I'm
actress.
Who else. We had Tyler, as we said, Tyler the Creator, got arrested.
For inciting a riot.
For inciting a riot.
What a dumbass.
It's been a stressful...
Well, just, I think with the heightened, you know, with the whole car thing, I think everyone was heightened and kind of knew something was going to happen. There's too many people at South By. It's crazy.
I agree.
And Interactive's just going to be worse.
Well, there's too many idiot celebrities.
Like, Interactive's nuts.
I couldn't move. I only went...
Smart people, but nuts.
So I was only there for Interactive. They had Ed Snowden called in and Julian
Assange,
Tyson,
which I think is so funny because it's like these are not people that give a shit about
Cosmos
security.
Neil. Yeah,
these are people who care about marketing and who care about getting the most selling every name that they can get through advertising to get a free T-shirt. This is not the audience for internet security. So I thought that was really weird.
It was weird
that
he
chose to have this be like one of their first times talking to American audiences. And I'm like, these people don't give a shit. These people just want to get drunk. And like, I mean, I remember going to get a grilled cheese sandwich. This was my day. I was out. I was getting a grilled cheese sandwich. And it was like, if you want this free grilled cheese sandwich, download this app. And I'm like, can I just have the grilled cheese
sandwich? Is South By about the people in Austin at that time, or is it about the impact it has in the country?
I feel like it used to be. I feel like it used to be really about innovation. And I mean, there is a lot of innovation, but now that I go there, everything. That's why Mom and I didn't do Interactive this year, because there used to be so much innovation, so much on top of it, seeing what's going on. But now it's just like, how can you get another photo app to do the thing that Instagram does? Mm-hmm. How can you get another calendar service? And it's, you know, all the things that they do, it's nothing innovative anymore. If you want innovation, you need to go to, like, Macworld, or you need to go to Microsoft.
CES,
it's a lot of the stuff that's happening at South By really, to me, is marketing opportunities. It's for marketing executives to meet each other, to find out where they can make more money, and where you can get a free t-shirt.
And that's sad.
It is sad.
You do get a free t-shirt, y'all.
And free snacks. So what, Subway was there giving out free cancer
wristband.
Sandwiches.
You got a wristband. That's good.
Crazy. What else for South By? Anybody else have anything?
There's a bunch of music, but I mean, it's a bunch of like up and like Future Islands is right now the hottest band in America because of South By.
Yeah.
Future Sounds will be the next. Maybe Imagine Dragons. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be that big. Imagine Dragons.
I don't really like Future Sounds.
Far East Movement also like did a big premiere of the new stuff.
Yeah.
And I also discovered a new one that I really like called Sylvian Esso.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed. I just pre-ordered her new album, and I don't tend to buy music very often. And I'm obsessed with her song Coffee, and she debuted out there, and it was awesome.
There's another guy. Have y'all heard of Alden Penner?
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with that guy.
Who's that?
He is very soulful, kind of, it's a solo guy, but I think he's got a guitarist with him at South By, but he, just gorgeous voice.
Yeah.
Real lyrical.
I really like the
1975.
Yeah. Another good one.
Didn't Soundgarden come back together and perform?
Yeah,
Soundgarden did their show, and they had like two really weird opening acts.
Yeah.
It's truly Madly Deeply, right? Soundgarden?
No.
One is that? That's Savage Garden.
Black Hole Sun.
Soundgarden.
Really? Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Won't you come? Chris Cornell?
Yes, I got it.
And then there was Kanye West and Jay-Z performed together.
Yeah,
wasn't Slash down there? Slash was down there.
Yeah. I like Slash.
Greatness was there.
They had some good music. But the cool thing about South By Music, and this is just like a fun little secret, that you could actually do all of South By Music
without a pass.
Yeah.
There's so many free shows.
So many. If you were finally waiting in line or getting on an RSVP list, it's like...
Guys, just stay in Dallas till next week and there'll be half those bands in Dallas.
Because I did South By Music.
Well, we just had Spillover Fest. Yeah.
3 years ago and without paying a dollar. And just like, I already had my film badge and just like hopped around.
Spillover Fest quality.
Exhausting. But
it was great too that,
I don't think music had as many big hits as like Interactive had celebrity wise.
But
yeah, music is interesting too because I don't cover music, so I don't really go to the music sites and see what's popping out. But
see, it's got the best. I think NPR does a great job with their All Things Considered. Like their daily report is fucking incredible. Like Royal Teeth, their show is crazy. I mean, there's a lot of fun people down there covering it for music, which is nice compared to film, where you've got some people who should.
Well,
be
film
down
is
there.
And film is hard because I think so many people come down for film, and some people are so jaded and they just try to get out their stuff without kind of like sitting and thinking about. So I know like Crave Online, they've done all of their South By coverage already, and I'm like, some of these movies don't even have distribution. How are we supposed to care about them? How have you had time to think about them when you're watching like 15 movies in 3 days?
So what do you think as far as this festival this year? How do you think they can improve it next year?
It's just hard.
It's really hard because there's
so much
happening. And
do you think they need to get rid of some things?
I don't think they need to get rid of things. What I honestly think they need to do is they need to be like Comic-Con and they need to have a cap. Need to stop selling walk-up tickets because it's impossible to get into stuff.
If they separated the three different main categories now and like actually have them like a couple weeks apart or something, just
if you could do 3 weeks, because it's a full month because it's 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah, it's almost 3 weeks now.
If
no,
you
it's,
did,
it's only 10 days now.
With Music?
It was the 8th through the whatever yesterday was.
If they extended it a week, I think they could push their interactive to a separate week by now. Like, interactive by itself holds enough.
Yeah, it launched on the 7th.
I think that's the only concern with them, because
it's just minor.
Crowd control, they do well. It's not, I mean, they don't mind
just too
people
many people
not getting
that's
in.
The problem.
That's
like,
the cool thing. That's why Tribeca does well. Like, that's why they only have like, 3 feet.
Doesn't ACL do two shows?
They split up 2 weekends
this,
now.
This year was the first year they did that,
though. And it's funny, it's the exact same band. They didn't, like, switch up the bands. It's the exact same band, so people can choose which weekend they go, so they don't have something new. So that makes sure that people aren't going to try to come to
both weeks.
I think
they'll change that, though, over time.
My problem with South By is, like, I like that they all kind of, that you can kind of have the mixture of stuff, but my issue is, like, adding the comedy and adding that episodic in that anybody can go to, it's really, it pulls your attention. Because I was saying earlier before you got here, Gotti, that they didn't have as many film screenings this year because they had so many more TV things and so many more comedy things. And they're not going to win the comedy game because Moon Tower is crushing South By with the comedy game. And then episodic, they're really just bringing out to compete with ATX. And so it's...
It seems like it's getting too big. It's very, very big.
It's hard to get... I mean, that's why one of the... besides, like, that there's no innovation really coming out of interactive, it's hard to get a hotel room. And they completely shut down all of downtown Austin.
So do they go more online? Like, they don't have a good online, in my opinion, at all. Mm-hmm. Like, when you look at Tribeca, you can watch Tribeca online.
Yeah.
Flat out, anything you want to do there, you can technically
They're
do
trying.
That.
They've been trying for years, but what they'll do is they'll, like, record it and then never put it up or never stream
There's
it.
There's too much weed in their group. That's their issue. Like, Tribeca's on point. There are other festivals that are completely online. And, I mean, if South By did that, they would probably double
it. Fantastic Fest goes online. Like,
that's another,
like, an online...
That's another huge marketing revenue source.
Yeah, because if
blows
you,
away
if you could do, like, a, if you could kind of have it be, like, you bought, instead of the $450 pass for film, and you bought, like, a $200 pass, and you could watch, like, a, you could watch all the narrative and all the documentary featured films, I mean, that would be worth it, just that, because people could interact with it. And maybe get the keynotes, so they could have like that sort of picking sort of thing.
But don't you think that Austin wouldn't want that because they want people just to show up?
People will just show up. I mean, that's the problem with it.
There's more people in Austin right now than God, so let's just.
What kind of licensing that will that involve? I don't know. There's a lot more logistics that you to convert
to
online.
No, they need to just do it.
No, because you get festival rights, so it's only pertaining to the festival time. So.
If nonprofit festivals can do it constantly, then the biggest money-making festival in the world can certainly do a better online
service. I wish I was the
South By is the biggest money-making festival?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit
one. Maybe right there next to
them. Is Con nonprofit?
No, I thought they were. No, they make profit.
Con and South
they always
By
have a lead.
Profit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, South By is a ridiculous money-maker. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I just love that I was walking. I went to a couple of parties on Saturday and I was getting pissed because, like, the one thing you get used to is, like, all the free beer and all the free everything that you can get
is gone.
And no, it's like you go to a party and it's like an official party and they have to have, like, the Pepsi products and the Miller Lite. And so I'll go somewhere and they'll be like, oh, that Miller Lite's a dollar. And I'm like, no, I will not pay money for a Miller Lite. This is sponsored. Give me my free drinks. And then I would go hang out in the bar. Oh, I saw Bill Nye the Science Guy. That was really exciting.
Did you have a beer with Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No, he didn't look very... he didn't. I saw him from a distance, and the person I was talking to knew him, and then he wasn't feeling well and rebuffed my friend. And so it was kind of like, all right, have a great day.
Was he wearing a bow tie?
No, I don't remember if he was wearing... He might have been, because he was there doing something.
Did he have a solar panel on his back so he's getting cell service?
He was all wet because he was out in the rain. Because that Saturday was terrible. I stood out in the rain for an hour and a half waiting to see Neighbors, listening to a girl tell me about how she was date raped in college. Like, that... It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible experience.
Oh,
that's
a good way to end.
Yeah, what a great way to end the conversation. Date rape. Woo! Austin.
Well, that's our South by Southwest coverage for 2014.
Keep it weird
or keep it better next year.